right, dudes and dudettes. Welcome to our pre-show here. This is for the 29th of October. See, tomorrow is Thursday. Today's Thursday, the 29th, and Thursday the 29th. And let me see something here, man. You know, I got to really... So Thursday the 29th, Friday the 30th, Saturday the 31st, the 1st. Okay, so I'm going to Florida on Monday, and then I'm going to be there. And we're going to do a Twitter... We're going to do a Periscope, a live Periscope video cast. We'll do a Periscope live on Twitter. So go to twitter.com/RealPhilHenry, and we will do a Twitter coverage of election night. And I'll be along with General Galen Shaw, Cliff Berdoon will be with us. Cliff Berdoon sounds like this. Yeah. Oh, I know. Mark Hinshaw. But I'll tell you, Phil, this is going to be a very... I forget how I did the Mark Hinshaw voice. This is going to be a very interesting election. And I can tell you that... But I want to do a guy that's more... Jack Armstrong. That's right, Phil. This is my meat, okay? It's interesting that you... It's interesting that you push me off onto these sports... When, you know, my meat, okay? What do you mean your meat? You know what I'm talking about. Politics is my beat. Well, it's your meat and it's your beat, so you beat your meat. Isn't that funny? That's so... Ha, 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 ha. You are so funny, General Shaw. You know what I'd like to do to you, oh, man? Go ahead. Just you go right ahead and step to it there, Armstrong. God damn. The fuck, the Dallas Stars have new fluorescent uniforms? What the fuck? Green and black, but the green is all, woo! That's kind of funky, dude. And they're wearing, like, visors and shit. It's all this fucking space-age-looking shit. What the fuck is up with those new uniforms, man? Anyway. All right, dude. Today, we're going to go over to, our trusty archives. And this is what we do for those of you who are new or looking at our pre-show for the first time. On our trusty archives, what we love to do is we go and we log in to our website, and then we take you over to... What we like to do is we like to spotlight our digital show on the archives, because it usually has a video cast associated with it. And that's anywhere from like... 2014, I think the earliest video cast archives we have. We've got video of the show in spotted areas before that, but for instance, I think I have somewhere a video cast of me doing a Christmas Carol like two nights before I went in the hospital for swine flu and pneumonia, 2009. Look in the archives of 2009. I wonder if we actually have that. Oh, my God. That would be a... Because I never go back to those archives. Talk about a bad memory. If I was to watch that... Oh, my God. I felt really sick. I remember I was on the... I think I was talking to Dr. Dahlia Walks. Anybody know Dahlia Walks from... Las Vegas radio, and she's a doctor. She has her practice in Las Vegas, but she also has a couple of shows on Vegas radio, I think. And okay, let me go back and see if 2009. There it is. I wonder. Oh God, this is going to be some bad memories here, man. December 2009. Here it is. 28th. Best of from October. Oh boy. Tuesday the 29th. Man, I was a sick dog. Wednesday? Okay, so there's nothing here from Wednesday the 23rd. What the fuck is this? I gotta listen to this. This is too much. Tuesday the 22nd. Hewlett-Packard may be racist. Webcams built into its PC are incapable of recognizing black people. So there's nothing here, which I find to be really curious. I wonder what happened to those shows. What do we do, scrub those? By date, by category. Let me look and see if this is in a category. Good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Zoom in. Zoom in. Zoom in. So you see, this is characters. Because you go to archives, you see that by date and by category. Backstage Pass podcast. What the fuck is that? Okay, so those are the regular podcasts that we do. Classic Show podcast. Character clips. Milwaukee Lines. KFI. Bobby Dooley. Snapchat videos. Home videos. Phil's rants. What the fuck? The Philcast. Animated webisodes. Early TV. Old webcasts. Ted Bell blog. The Matt Blake archives. What happened to the fucking... Christmas Carol, man? Why is that not fucking... I wonder if I just deleted it. It's very possible I might have just said, you know what, fuck that. I don't want that on the... I don't even want that on the goddamn... Let's go to the previous year. No, there was no previous year. 2010. Did I do a Christmas Carol 2010? Let's see. Here's 2010. Let's go to December. And take a look. The 25th. There's the 23rd. Best of radio. See, I always go on vacation between Christmas and New Year's. Uncensored video rants. The good, the bad, and the collagen. Phil talks of encounters with the beautiful people while watching Desperate Housewives of New York. And then gives Michael Savage some advice. What? Monday. Best of. Friday, December 24th. So look at that, man. There is no David Hall. Interesting. Let's go, bitch. Let's go, bitch. No video cast there either. David G. Hall guested and railed against a man who won $1 million in a McDonald's. I have way more dignity than that. If anyone offered me $1 million, I'd hawk on the check, fold it in half, and stick it in the guy's shirt pocket. I'm not eating McDonald's. They're jollies winning a contest. What the hell? Jay feels that people unloading Christmas from their cars and taking them to their homes pose a risk. What's in the packages? Are they really presents, or do they contain the makings of an at-home bomb factory? Jesus.
Oh, gosh.
The $1 million Monopoly game by McDonald's. We're going to talk in a moment. David G. Hall, I think, is on the line with us from Pasadena tonight. Did Rex Ryan's wife, is she the one that put the foot fetish videos online originally? I guess we have to, we got to determine who did it, you know, sooner or later. Plus, a United States senator writes a letter to Santa Claus warning him about global warming.
The fuck is this?
Very good of you, sir, as if Santa Claus were not far more aware of it than you living where he lives. Or did you not hear that Santa Claus... Well, never mind. Jay Santos and David G. Hall with us tonight. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Affiliate Spotlight tonight, WHNZ, 1250 AM in the great city of Tampa, and WLEE 990 AM in Richmond, Virginia. And, of course, our website, PhilHenryShow.com, for all of your Phil Henry Show needs. And, again, later on in the program, we
That's really interesting, man. The show had a totally different sound to it. That must have been different... Well, obviously, we were analog. We had an analog board. We did not have a limiter. I don't think we had a limiter. It doesn't. It sounds like I'm doing the show, a live remote show, doesn't it? And yet, it was probably in this very studio. But we didn't have any of the processing equipment that we have now. That was 10 years ago, man. Oh, man. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, dudes. And the thing of it is like, that was 2010? Yeah. Okay. I don't know that I want to do that. I think I just want to go back to last year. No, we'll go to 2017. October 2017. Yeah. Let's see the 31st. Let's see. Let's check it out, man. We're getting up on Halloween.
We're getting up on Halloween, aren't we?
Encore Tuesday. No thanks. We're not doing that. So that means that we go to Monday. That should be a groovy thing. It's a Phil only. He's got pink eye and a chest cold. Oh, boring. So that was when was it? The 30th? 27th. Let's check this out. It's an encore. Jesus H. Christ, Henry, what's the story? Oh, I had a cold that week. I started getting flu shots after I got out of the hospital So, but you know, flu shots don't keep you from getting a cold. What they do is they mitigate the severity of the cold. But look at this, I'm still taking fucking days off. I don't know, man. You tell me. You tell me. So what should we do here? 31st, the 30th was... Oh, were we not doing the Saturday cinema in 2017? Why is there no Saturday motherfucking cinema there? As You'd Like to Hear Them features an interview with Melania Trump, pilot Art Grego, with more on his contention that pilots are basically afraid of flying. Plus, he talks about here is a show, October 25th, 2017. Phil sweating like an animal through the California heat wave, lost his voice, but he does host. Oh, Jesus. Will you give me a fucking break? So, therefore, you know, fuck this. Let's go to 2018. Let's go to 2016, October. By the way, Chris Bass, thank you. I had a great time today, man, on your podcast. That was a lot of fun. Chris is a great guy to talk to, and he just wanted to hear about whatever it was. I was free associating shit about my life and about work, answering questions from him about, you know, how I do my thing. This ought to be good. Ted's of Beverly Hills at a Sunday night with Tim Dunphy singing. All right, this ought to do it, man. I'll do this. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh what a girl. So let's check it out, man. We went riding, she couldn't bark. Home from Yonkers, I'm the one that had a hark. Sorry. Forgive me. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a guy. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, Bank of America, I got a little idea for you. I don't need for you to fucking remind me 5 fucking days before my mortgage is due that my mortgage is due. I got that shit covered like you wouldn't fucking believe. What's the October 31st, 2016. There you go, baby. Bang. Bingo, bango, bongo, bro. Now, as far as the classic show goes, okay, I can dig it. As far as the classic show goes, we are going back to, I think we did March of 2002 last year. March 2001, so February 2000. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a guy. Ding, 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 ding. February 2000. Phil complains about the dumb racist callers the show gets. Phil talks a little bit about Foghorn Leghorn magician Doug Henning. Chris Norton, author of How to Ride the Crimson Wave, joins the program Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Jesus Christ. This looks like it might be an interesting show. Probably a disaster of a show. But let's check it out, man. You know, it's Clara Bingham. Oh, I can dig it. Here we go. Bang. Boom. Bing. Bang. What the hell am I doing, man? Oh. February 2000. Bingo, bango, bongo. Bingo, bango, bongo. Cool. All right. Pretty get my shit together here, man. So that's a groovy thing. So all I got to do now is go back to archives, October 31st, 2016. Wow. February, what? Oh, yeah. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Here we go. Groovy. Ted Bell on Sunday night. This ought to be fucking fun, man. So let's check this out, man.
Hanging in the wire.
I can hear you through the wire. I love this tune, man. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. It's a great song. Because I'm just fucking old school, so, you know.
You're still on the line. I know I need a small vacation.
Here's an interesting thing. Here's a comment from Darren Webb, one of our longtime BSPs. Oh, my God, I'm late. Just from October 16th
Why is that there? Is that the last guy to comment?
I have to cut them. As you was a Californian, and I must be getting old. This is the Cubs. The Cubs went on to win the series this year.
I was with Lauren one day in a restaurant, based in Cleveland.
Music.
And so, I don't care either. Both of these guys are idiots.
iTunes or podcast1.com.
Hey, it's Phil Henry, and don't forget that every voice you hear on the show...
Ask Wee Wabbit here.
Here we go. Ready? One, two, and... Right here for the Phil Henry Show, and begin.
Now, you can get the greatest classic radio shows of all time at Podcast One.
Good evening, friends of the internet.
Cubs and Indians 2016.
Dragnet.
Download new episodes of Classic Radio Theater every Monday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe now at iTunes or podcast1.com.
Hey, it's Phil Henry, and don't forget that every voice you hear on the show today will be performed exclusively for your teenage dancing and listening pleasure by me.
Boom! Just hit that pause perfectly, didn't I?
Okay.
So now, my boys and girls. All right, now, you know what I should have done? I didn't do it. I didn't look at the goddamn... Where's the, don't fuck with me, man. One, two, there we are. All right, I did not look at the level, so I really ought to do that, you know, before I do anything. I really should look at the... Get rid of this. Let's, okay, delete. Boom, okay. All right, so let's check out the level on this bitch. What happened, man? I'm like very weird here.
Oh, the teenage dancing and listening pleasure. Hey, I hear you guys did a great job on Night of the Living Dead. Oh, yeah, well, we had a good time.
Get R.C. Collins, right?
Yeah, R.C. Collins, because he's back in the saddle again, my friend.
I don't want to do that.
Well, you can't just decide you're going to do it. That's
wait a minute, man.
Yeah, RC is back for it. But a lot of people miss you, bud. So
I don't care either. Both of these guys are idiots. What?
Yeah, I just heard that bloody pot drop out again.
I can't hear anything because it's too loud.
He heard the bloody
why
pot
am I not
drop
seeing,
out again.
Where
you're
is
putting
the...
too much pressure on, Mr. Henry. I was told that by an engineer. And
Yeah.
Well,
he doesn't. He's why can
I not goddamn?
Okay.
Why can't I stop this motherfucker? What's this?
God damn it.
No, I was talking. What is this? What's wrong with the...
Cast1.com.
Yeah, bullshit.
Hey, man, what's the story here, dude? Why am I not able to start or stop this fucking thing?
Where the fuck...
Have I got, like, the wrong fucking... That's what I gotta do.
You don't even want to do, man. That I'm doing, man.
Something's really
all right, man. Are we ready? Yeah.
Do it. Do it, bitch. Do it, bitch. Come on, man. Do it, bitch.
We'll do this one, too.
Come on, man.
This is five. This is five. And this is a West Wee Wabbit here.
Here we go. Ready? One, two. And ready here for the Phil Henry Show. And begin.
Now, you can get the greatest classic come radio on, motherfucker. Shows of all time at Podcast One.
Good evening.
Decide you're going to do it. That's up to Phil.
Yeah, now, you can get the greatest classic...
Henry, and don't forget that every voice you hear on the show today will be performed exclusively for your teenage dancing and listening pleasure by me.
Boom! That's what I was looking to fucking do, man. But the stop-start shit don't work on this thing, so...